Hey folks, this is Faye and Rich here from ECDP. And Faye, we had a disability hate crime roundtable today, which was really interesting and exciting. But I wonder if you could just tell me, how did we get to today?
Well, over the last year, really, we've been looking at disability hate crime as an issue kind of more widely for disabled people, but specifically in Essex, both in terms of its prevalence, but actually what's being done to stop it. So we've been looking at the key issues over the last year, and then this roundtable was really about hearing from key stakeholders within the police, within the council, voluntary community organisations, and some academics as well, about their what they think is the key issues, problems, and how we can sort of take that forward in terms of sort of practical solutions.
Cool. And it seemed like a really exciting time today. I think it was 2 or 3 hours of good debate and discussion and stuff. What were a couple of the key issues that came out, do you think?
Well, we framed it within a kind of model that we came out with from our original paper, which was that understanding, support and signposting, education and reporting were the four key issues. And interestingly, people kind of picked up on things within each of those areas. So key issues were around all of those things, really. The big one is, you know, why hate crime happens and where it's happening and how it's happening and who it's affecting, but actually how we deal with the practical side of understanding that. So what do we do to stop it once we know what's going on? People felt there were lots of key issues around the education of both disabled people about their rights, but also the people who are actually doing this, to kind of have that understanding, hopefully in order to sort of get them to stop committing crimes because they understand the reasons or the impact of what they're doing.
Okay. I mean, it's for me, it's a fascinating topic because, like so many things around disability and equality and rights-based stuff, it does always go back to these key issues around education and just how society treats disabled people and stuff. And it's fascinating how, for me, it always goes back to those sorts of first principles. But that's probably a discussion for much longer than just an audio boo, isn't it?
Yes, I would say so.
So in terms of where we're going to go next, what happens next for this work?
So we're going to put all the findings together, both from today, but also from our previous research. So we've done a survey of disabled people generally. We did a roundtable of our members at our AGM, and kind of the wider research that we've done across Essex. We're going to put all that together into a report to really give us a kind of good foundation from which to kind of take our next steps, which hopefully will be the sort of practical element of all the previous research.
Brilliant. And obviously we'll publish this audio boo, and I guess we can put links up to the existing papers and stuff that we've
absolutely
done.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I guess will we make this report available to people so they can see it?
Yes. Yep, that's going to be shared with all our members.
Great, exciting times. Well, I just want to put on record, thanks for everything that you've done on this, because you've been a real powerhouse within ECDP for the hate crime stuff. So hopefully you've enjoyed it.
Yes, I have. It's been really, really interesting. Obviously, it's a kind of very serious and, you know, at times quite upsetting area, but it's really great to be doing something practical and, you know, innovative towards changing it. So.
Brilliant. So report coming out in the next couple of weeks, and thank you to Faye for all the work you've done on it.
Thank you.
Good one.